Presidential politics also the topic for today's book review. San Francisco Chronicle critic and regular day-to-day contributor David Kippen takes a look at America the Book. It's a takeoff on a textbook from the minds behind Comedy Central's news satire series The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Here's David Kippen.
This ersatz social studies textbook from the creators of Comedy Central's uproarious Daily Show defines the reigning house style of American political satire. But never mind that now. First, a question more important than any of that. What if, on Monday night, November the 1st, The Daily Show endorsed Kerry? There are really only two reasons for Jon Stewart not to try this. The first is if he supports Bush, which, for all the show's bracingly comic frustration with both parties, he plainly doesn't. The merest glance at America the Book's concluding election guide proves it. We get pocket biographies of both candidates, but Bush's is sharper, more vicious, and, not incidentally, funnier. America the Book's principal technique, as with the TV show, is to identify a medium's most beloved, internalized, unquestioned conventions, and then to mess with them shamelessly. On the newscast, these conventions include lame graphics, self-serious correspondence, and that treasured broadcasting standby, the meaningless penultimate pause. Textbooks have their own set of conventions, and the writers of America the Book send these up with deadpan sobriety and crackshot aim. The pages of this coffee table hardcover fairly caper with fictitious fact boxes, sadistic classroom activities, and a tweaked version of that awful autopilot prose most of us remember from junior high. There's also a lot of what we might call self-hating satire. Swipes at Gary Trudeau, Janine Garofalo, Whoopi Goldberg, The Capitol Steps, Laugh-In, Mad Magazine, and, most tellingly, The Daily Show itself. This brings us back to the question we started with. What if The Daily Show endorsed? The automatic answer, of course, is that Jon Stewart would in that very moment cease to be a satirist and become an activist instead. This is the argument that the great modern satirist, Harry Shearer, makes when he contends that Al Franken lost the right to call himself a pure comedian on the day he started writing jokes for Al Gore. Well, this is all very well as far as it goes, but after a while, it begins to sound like exactly the sort of self-importance that satire is meant to puncture. Of course, a Daily Show endorsement probably wouldn't make a dime's worth of difference anyway. The dirty secret of the campaign's last 6 weeks is that by concentrating necessarily on any remaining undecideds out there, both campaigns are reduced to fighting over the idiot vote. But the supreme obligation of all comedy, after getting a laugh, is to take risks and seek surprise, so as not to ossify into fodder for somebody else's routine. For the most part, The Daily Show continues to do that every weeknight, and now they've done it again, publishing a wickedly funny civics textbook that could keep even the most attention-deficient class clown from tuning out.
David Kippen, book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and regular contributor to Day Today.